Hi folks, Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day. Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Debbie Wilson with me today. We're going to answer some of your questions as y'all have been emailing in, and we're going to kind of give you an update on what's going on around us regarding the oil field. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo. For all your tree diagnostic needs, call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Debbie.
Good morning, Scott.
You have just been busy, busy. Every time I go in your office, you're just on. I don't know how you do both phones at the same time anymore, but you're figuring out how to do it, I guess.
I don't either. God finds a way.
You're doing good. Hey, before we get started on the oil field, and we'll take a break, but I didn't get all the questions answered last time. Folks, thank y'all for listening, and thank you for emailing us your questions.
Absolutely.
Here's one, and this is one you know about, too. What improvements add the most value to my house?
Oh, we know. Kitchen and bathroom.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And update those. That is the most important. And I'm talking, now your house is look nice, but if you spend your money in the bathrooms and in the kitchens.
It's the heart of our home.
It is. And National will tell you, you will at least get your money back most of the time. We can't guarantee anything, but you should get it back.
If you're going to spend money anywhere, spend it on the kitchen and the bathroom, and you'll most likely get your money back. And
even though I've got a diver here, what's one of the things that you probably will not get your money back on?
I hate that, but pools are not such a great thing.
Well, but you know how I look at a pool? It's like joining the country club. It's for your pleasure and entertainment.
That's right.
So if you get to enjoy that pool, and your kids get to enjoy that pool for several years,
it's money well spent. Backyard
boat.
Playing, having a great, healthy time, and they're not behind a TV.
But to answer that question, Debbie's 100% right, and it's bathrooms.
Bathrooms and kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Now, this I thought was pretty good. And I actually did some research on this because I knew what I thought, and I think we'll both agree this is kind of the truth, too. I was surprised at the number one, and this is national. What are the five biggest turnoffs? And then actually the question here was, what are the turnoffs for a house? So the answer I went out national says, what's the five biggest turnoffs? Number one is overpriced listings.
Oh, yeah. People just,
buyers are smart.
If you're in dreamland wishing you could get this and this and this, and you're just,
So
buyers are smart today.
They're out there studying the web.
They're looking at properties, they're studying them up front before they get to the point they want to buy. They're not dumb.
So sellers, listen to this. This is some important, good information. Overpricing your property.
Don't do it.
Smells.
Whether it's
smells.
Cigarettes,
oh,
dogs,
that's right.
Pets.
I mean, how
whatever.
Many of us take one step into a house and want to turn around and walk out? Some of us
we
do.
We have. And yeah. We've had people
absolutely.
That literally said, I can't go in there. It's dog smell. Okay.
Absolutely.
I have dogs, you know, parents smoke.
And there, and if your house is one of those, I mean, there's ways we can clean them up. I mean, we can go in there. We've got a list of things you can do to get rid of the smells and the odors.
If they won't walk in your front door, they won't buy your house. Here's another one, and I know we've done this before, and they told them to go rent a storage unit. Clutter.
Oh, boy. You can just walk into my house and
see it. Yeah, I think.
And I use myself as an example all the time with my clients. I said, look, you know, everybody watches HGTV these days, and they've got it right. I mean, you need to set up your home just like you were staging it.
Well,
as best you can, and that means box up everything you're not going to be needing every day and get it in storage.
In some of our older homes, they have the hallways that are forever long, mm-hmm. and they have every picture from when their kids were in diapers to when they graduated college.
That's right.
You know what? Those are your pride and joy. They're not going to be the next buyer's pride and joy.
Yeah,
and
they
the
don't
clutter.
Care about looking
or if you've got every piece of furniture that your grandmother, your aunt, and your nephew gave you and what you bought, you probably need to move some of that too.
Or knickknacks. Man, I'm a knickknack queen. You got to, you know, it's just, you got to put your little buyer's hat on. If you were going to look at a property, you'd want to be able to see the house, see the wall, see the floor.
What a good agent should do. Because a lot of times, mm-hmm. you'd be a good example. Mm-hmm. You don't see the clutter in your own house as much. That's important stuff to you.
Right.
Where to
right.
me, it doesn't mean squat.
And a lot of our sellers just have no idea.
Ask your realtor. Ask them, say, hey, help me.
Right.
Tell me what I need.
Number
four, and this is a lot of people, and they don't realize it because you just get used to it, mm-hmm. deferred maintenance.
Yeah.
How many houses do you walk into and it's all dirty around the air vents because they haven't changed the filter in 6 months?
Right. And that's where getting an agent in your home that doesn't live there every day, you know, those of us that live in our homes every day, we don't notice things, but... You know, we as realtors can come in and take a look at your home and give you a list of things that would be ideal for you to make improvements
on. Just the other day, went in there, guy said, mm-hmm. I go, you've got a little leaky faucet. He goes, yeah, it's been like that for a long time. It just barely dripped. No, it needs to be fixed. That's deferred maintenance.
It catches people
by. Or your paint's peeling.
That's
Because here's what's going to happen. This is real, real important on deferred maintenance. You're going to fix it before it closes. I'm going to tell you right now, either you're going to fix it one or two ways. Literally fix it, or you're going to sell your house cheaper where it's going to get fixed.
And you know what really curls my toenails? Is when the fur is growing out of the edges of the ceiling fans. You know what I mean?
Deferred cleaning.
And you know, of course, that's because the air filter hadn't been changed. But things like that people don't notice. And
well, you're going to pay for deferred maintenance one way or another. So take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The last one, dark decor. Dark and dated decor.
Yeah, dark and dated. That's right.
And here's how you
people
fix that.
People need to be able to see.
Either fix it one or two ways again. You either change it out, and I'm going to hear this argument. Well, Scott, I don't know what the new buyers want. Do you really care if they buy your house? You want to buy your house. You don't care if they like that you picked out purple and they wanted yellow.
Right.
I've had people over and over say, Scott, I don't know what color carpet the new buyer might want. I'm going to tell you right now. I've had people say, well, I really don't like the color of this new carpet. 5 years later, when I list the house again, that same carpet's still there. It's okay. But the new carpet takes care of the smell.
That's right.
The date, the whole thing.
And always pick a neutral color. If you go neutral, you're going to be safe.
Yeah, and when we say, do you care? And Debbie's hit on a high point. Don't put bright pink carpet in, or don't do some way off the wall deal.
Right.
You know,
you got to be sensible.
Use common sense. You just asked me about this, and I think you're doing one right now. What is it? What are y'all talking about in this exchange deal? Well, what you're talking about, I believe, is it called a 1031 tax free exchange.
Mm, uh-huh.
It's a very, very, very powerful tool. And here's what it amounts to.
It saves you money.
It saves you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you beat that is you keep doing these until you die. And then it's over. But what happens is if I have a piece of property and Debbie's going to buy it, okay? She sells a piece of property. It used to be where it had to be like apartments to apartments or houses to houses. It's not that way anymore.
Right.
Real property. Ranches
to
ranches.
Right.
But so she sells a ranch, big ranch, that she owns, and she wants to buy five houses or something. You know, with that money, here's what she could do. And we can't go into all of it because we don't have time, but you have to use safeguards to make sure you do it right because you can't mix your money up. You can't do that. But she can take that money, and let's just say it was capital gains, 20% is what it's fixing to be. Okay, it's $1 million. So $200,000. Okay, you're going to pay the government. With a 1031, you don't have to pay that $200,000 to the government yet. You can roll that $200,000 into buying real estate.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. You can probably actually buy another house or two with, quote, government money now. Keep it for whenever and reap the benefits.
That's
you
right.
know, you rent it out, you get the money back.
Mm-hmm.
Then here's what happens again. Then 10 years from now, Debbie says, you know what, I'm tired of these darn rentals. Then you 1031 that into something else.
That's right.
So here's what you do. So you're getting to use that money. So, and other people say, well, you know, to heck with it, I just want to pay my taxes. Certainly that's a good option if that's what you want to do. But there's certain people who can help you. We can certainly help you with this. But 1031 tax exchanges are a big, big deal.
They really are. They'll save you money. And, I mean, why pay capital gains? Oh, my gosh. We pay them enough anyway.
Lots. You know what? Before we get off track, because I know you,
I know.
When
Ooh,
I get you in
gosh,
Longfield.
Gosh, don't get me started on that.
We have open houses Sunday.
Yes, we do.
Good. 3037 Champion Circle. Elaine West is going to have that one. And that's like a 3 or 4 year old house. It still looks brand new inside.
Right. And there's several properties out there to look at right there in Champion
3023,
Circle.
Which is not finished. It's probably, the prettiest house out there right now. It's got the foam walls. And Richard Lawler just got the brick in it.
And you know, and I love that location. You're so close to everything, yet there's one entrance in and one entrance out. So we know that
safety.
That sure helps with your security there.
And it's going to be more important.
And it's a nice, nice neighborhood.
3810 Lake Ridge. This is one we just remodeled. It's got $30,000 worth of improvements on it. Looks nice.
It really does.
Huge. The living room is 17
Ranch
by 30.
Ranch style home. I mean, the
huge
rooms,
kid rooms.
The bedrooms are huge.
And you
and
don't
big
see
closets,
that.
Too. All the rooms have walk-in closets.
And then another new construction, 4149 Autumn Wood Trail, and that's across from Bonham, over there in that new subdivision.
Yep.
And Gretchen's
going
to be holding that one open. So we got some nice houses to look at.
Absolutely, and I know someone's going to be in the office, too, in case you all have any questions.
From 1 to 4, we're open 7 days a week, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can always get it on our cell phones, but we're literally open 7 days a week.
Yep, and I'm usually up there till about 7 at night, too, so come on by.
That's a fact. Well, and you know what, Debbie, I'm going to brag. That's the reason you've been the top producer in our office.
That's because I can't get up too early in the morning for some reason. I don't have lunch for breakfast.
But she's laughing. But one reason she's been our top producer for the last several years is she is there. You put in the hours. Isn't it amazing how, let's say you're lucky. Well, the harder you work, the luckier you get.
Yeah, it's the ADHD. When everybody leaves, I can get a lot of work done.
Well, that's just a fact. And in the mornings, you can actually get a lot of work done, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know about that.
My
brain is not awake.
Hey, one thing we do, and she's a whistleblower. You are the head whistleblower, aren't you?
Awesome. Yes, sir.
Buddy in the Park.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Buddy in the Park.
It is fun.
Oh, y'all, if you have children, you have grandchildren, you have family in the area, bring them in on Saturday.
The 12th.
April 12th.
You got to see her dancing around. She's all getting excited.
And this event is so awesome.
The kids.
We're out there in the
Meadow Creek Park.
Newly revised Meadow Creek Park, which is, you know, there in Southland, just west of...
Polydor dead ends in right to
College
it.
College Hills. Yeah. Or Alta Vista will get you there, too. Anyway, we have an incredible event. And we even have the Easter Bunny there.
The Easter Bunny.
Yes, yes.
We have 8,000 plastic eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Not candy,
of course.
Plastic now.
Lots
we got
of
Debbie's
for those
running, the, running our Easter egg hunts, and we do it by age.
Yep,
where it's
yep.
fun.
And it's safe. We have a nice big field.
And Gretchen's taking pictures of everybody, so you can go to salson.com and see a picture of your kid with the bunny, or you can call Grandma in New York and tell her to go to salson.com, and she can look at your kid with the bunny.
And you've never seen so many smiles and giggles and laughs in your life.
There's no way you can't smile when you're out there.
Oh, it's just awesome.
Of course, our T-shirts with all our sponsors' name on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Claire's going to do since she just bought Cookies by Design?
Yeah.
She's bringing 600 cookies to give the kiddos.
Oh, my gosh.
And maybe we might have to sneak one or two.
It'll be good. We're in a playground area where those kids can run.
All fun. Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then Debbie's kind of giving us an update on the oil field situation.
Absolutely.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Okay, Dev, tell us some info. And you were so excited in the car, she started clapping. Tell us about Devin. Tell me what you were just saying.
Oh, you know, sold them a piece of land last year. Must have been around the first part of the year last year. Took a large parcel, cut it up, and sold it to several different oil and gas companies. But my most favorite, of course, is Devin Energy. Just so happy to see them come to town. They do a lot of their business.
Well, but I heard they weren't coming. I heard they weren't going to build,
Debbie.
Oh,
my gosh. All I can say is I've had so many people walk up to me in the last 6 months say, wow, Debbie, people are folding up and leaving town. I even hear Devin's leaving town. I'm like, absolutely not. No. They've invested a lot of money here in San Angelo and in our surrounding areas, leasing land, you know, doing their drilling. And I'm happy to announce they've just broke ground on their regional office building. It's going to be close to 40,000 square feet.
That's
it's
a big building.
It's going to be right there off of South Bryan on Link Road and Old Cristobal Road, you know, that area. In fact, take a look next time you drive by. They've already got their shop built, but they're starting breaking ground on their regional office building. So that is great news. And there are several other companies moving in right next door to them.
How many people do the Chicken Little, the sky's falling?
Oh.
You know what? We're not going to talk about rentals today. We don't have any.
I know.
So if everybody's gone, somebody's moving back in and moving
That's
in.
Exactly
we have over 100
right.
rentals. We have nothing available today.
Yeah.
Zero.
Yeah. I mean, they're hard to find, and they're hard to get, and there aren't.
So when they say people are going, they're
zilch.
I've never been able to say we have nothing to lease.
Mm-hmm,
nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us some more about the oil. I know you were telling me earlier.
And I know, and I want to go back to, man, real estate's where it's at right now. Invest. I mean, you've got some money to invest. Invest in some investment properties. Hello.
We both are ourselves.
We're just telling you the demand is here and it's not going to go down. It is going up and it's going to continue to go up from what we can see from all our stats and figures. The demand is going to increase continually for housing, whether it be rentals or real estate.
And this isn't coming from Scott and Debbie. Residence. This is coming from our chief economist. And we're talking about in the state of Texas, not just San Angelo. Do you remember what he said one of the best investments you could have is?
The house next door.
I've never heard that before.
I know.
He drives it right down to the basic fact. He didn't say buy apartments, buy this, buy. He says, I think one of the best investments you buy your house next door.
Well, I mean, it's common sense. I mean, look at Midland, Odessa. They've been going strong for several years. Their average price per home right now is in, $270-something?
Yeah.
And you know, San Angelo's is up from 128 to 172 or something like
that.
I mean, that's impressive.
How good is this? And you were telling me some of the other cities, too, earlier. So we've gone up. So if you had your home for several years, you're going to be really, really happy because the value's definitely gone up.
That's right.
But for the buyers, you still should be happy because if you live in Odessa, you live in Dallas, well, you said Houston too, I believe.
Right.
They're
right.
way, way up. Mm-hmm. So you're mm-hmm. still, we still have a win-win situation.
Well, and the overall Texas economy is doing awesome. And yes, we know water's a concern, but overall, our economy is so strong. And even in San Angelo, look how great San Angelo economy is. I mean, we are broad-based. We're not just focusing on the oil and gas business like Midland,
Angelo State,
you know, but that's what's even more secure about San Angelo and San Angelo real estate is we're not just dependent on oil and gas, but oil and gas is a boom right now. It is. It absolutely is, and the future is looking brighter every day.
Well, and I don't keep up or know what our unemployment rate is across in San Angelo.
Is there one?
But see, I'm with you. And when I drive around and I look at all the stuff going on, I don't see a restaurant that doesn't have help wanted,
that's right.
Different people saying, you know, our buddy Todd that has fashion cleaners, he said, man, my biggest problem is trying to keep people working.
Keep people going.
So if everybody's saying we need help, I can't imagine somebody not being able to find a job right now.
And when people are making money, guess what they do?
Spend it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it's good all the way around. It's a win. That's right.
When it is. Okay, you brought me some information here. Let's tell our listeners what we got here.
Yes. Well, you know, again, our Texas economy is just incredibly strong, and it's, again, looking to get stronger. And in the months ahead, I think what we're going to definitely start to see is activity picking up in the clientele. And those of you that have been studying the oil and gas fields, just west of town of San Angelo, out in the Barnhart, area.
Have you been on that highway right there?
Oh, between, my gosh. My husband drives it 3 days a week.
And he needs to be careful.
It's really, y'all be very careful in driving.
So
but
if you don't believe there's activity going on, get on that highway and see.
Oh, yeah. Just take a Sunday drive. Even on Sundays, it's busy. You know, just take an afternoon drive out that way. They just built a brand new convenience store in downtown Barnhart, Texas. It's called, what's it called? I can't think of it.
Busy.
Yeah, Busy. And I mean, it's a beautiful convenience store. They're actually putting in a Love's in Big Lake.
Well, they need it.
You know, you see it on the Interstate 20 on your way to Dallas. The big,
well,
big, big.
My buddy, he came in, Dwight Dell went to UT with.
Uh-huh.
He owns an oil company. He has to stay up there. He's actually just having to stay in a FEMA trailer. He said, Scott, you can go at 1 o'clock in the morning to that town and country, or Stripes.
Yeah.
And still wait 10 minutes in
10
line.
Ten people deep with five people cashing people out. But anyway, just a quick 101 in the oil and gas shale formations. Just west of us is the Wolf Camp. And over toward Midland area, as they know, the Permian Basin, we're called the Permian Basin region, the whole Klein, Wolf Camp, and Spraberry.
I didn't know like that.
Mm-hmm. And these...
We're kind of in the Spraberry, aren't we?
These shale formations are piled up on top of each other.
Hmm.
So, I mean, these oil and gas companies aren't stupid. They now can go down with their vertical drilling, and they can come out of that one vertical well horizontally in a wagon wheel position. Not only can they do that, they can start out at the Wolfberry and then go down to the next level. And, of course, the Klein is the deepest and the biggest. And that's why we keep hearing these incredible numbers on how many billions of barrels of oil they can pull out of our area. But the real announcement lately is that the state of Texas is the number.
Yes.
We're right there with Kuwait.
Yeah.
We are like just right there to be one of the largest producers.
Well, the state of Texas likes being the biggest and the best at everything.
In the world. Now, that's pretty impressive.
How cool is Texas, the biggest and the best in the world?
That's right.
I like it.
That's right.
And San Angelo, Texas is
right
at the heart of it.
Permian Basin, even. I mean, it's big. It's really big. And just to let you know, for those of you that want to know more, there's a new website called KleinShellCentral.com. Look it up. There, they put the newest... You know, anything that comes out in the news, they pop you an email. You just sign up. It's a free, you know.
You said there was a class coming up for small business.
Absolutely.
I think that would be a really good information for our listeners.
In fact, it's just this coming Tuesday, April 8th. It's going to be held at the ASU LeGrand Alumni Center from 1:30 to 5 p.m. And the title of the conference is Doing Business in the Oil Field. Where does your small business fit in? If you want to learn how small business firms can do business with the oil and gas companies and the shale play, come to this session. Again, there's just a $15 event fee. It's going to be right there at the ASU LeGrand Center on Tuesday, April 8th, 1:30 to 5. There are some great topics, of course, about the local oil field production, the supply chain in the oil and gas industry, what services are needed, and the approaching and qualifying to do business with the oil field, what they require, resources, and, of course, a question and answer panel. So they're going to have some great, great, great guest speakers there from some of the local, Luke Legate, who's a Joint Oil and Gas Education Associate, and Randy Gill, he is out of Ozona with FIML Natural Resources, and several other guest speakers that are professionals in the field to help educate us.
I got a question, Debbie, because we're running out of time.
Oh, yeah.
But I know you've been working really, really hard on this for the last several years. Let's just say I have a tract of land near San Angelo. We're right here. Mm-hmm. And I think it might be suitable for an oil company. Can you help me? Could you come look at my property
tell
me what you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And would you charge me to do it?
Absolutely not. I work for free. I really
Unless you sell it. Then I'm good with that. So what you're saying, if I call you...
I make you money, then I'll make myself some.
Okay, if I call
and
you'll come look at it.
Absolutely, I can...
Cool.
And I'm as truthful as it gets.
Too truthful sometimes. Sometimes, Deb, you don't have to tell everything.
Well, I'll just tell you.
I'm not talking about real estate, just personal.
Now's a great time. I mean, it really is. To buy or sell people, now's a great time in City of San Angelo.
Well, we talked about it a little bit. Our prices have gone up, so selling makes the sellers happy. But they haven't gone so far up, it doesn't kill our buyers. Our interest rates, we were listening to the reports, they say predicting the next 2 years through 15.
That they're going to stay pretty level
mm-hmm. and low, which is
so that's great for
great.
Us that are buying. You know, interest rates, shoot. When I moved here in the 80s, it was 16% or something. I mean, think about that. I'm showing my age, right?
And I do believe it's a win-win situation. Again, don't forget about our open houses from 2 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Call the office from 1 to 4. 949-5575. You can go to our website, remember, and listen to this show or listen to any of the shows we've talked about at sallison.com.
And Bunny in
and
the Park.
And don't forget Bunny in the Park the 12th. Folks,
we're excited.
Thanks for listening. And remember, just email your stuff to us. We'll try to get them answered. We still didn't get all our questions answered, but we appreciate it and we'll help you.
Absolutely. God bless.
Hey, take care.
Hi, San Angelo. This is Jay Harmon with Angelo Tree Experts. We're San Angelo's first and only team of certified arborists in San Angelo for all your tree diagnostic needs. Call us again at 325-942-7697. Angelo Tree Experts, 325-942-7697.
For all of your real estate closing needs, contact Guarantee Abstract and Title Company at 655-6548. 655-6548.
I've got Kim Hines with me right here. Kim, you just started a brand new company.
Yes, I did.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's Right Way Home Protection. We are a new home warranty company based out of Houston, Texas, and we're Texas-based only. We have a 13-month plan for the buyer for $380 is what we offer for the buyer. We also have free seller's coverage.
So this is cool, but you're not new to this.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been in the home warranty business for 15 years.
So how do they get a hold of you?
They can call me at 325-895-0051.
Hi, I'm Jeremy with Concho Valley Foundation Repair. As you know, everything begins with a solid foundation. Whether it's your children, your business, or your faith, a good foundation makes it strong and able to stand the test of time. The same thing goes for your house. Without a strong foundation, it's just a matter of time before you start seeing cracks in the walls and doors that won't shut. That's just the beginning of your problems. Concho Valley Foundation Repair is a family-owned company that offers solutions to shifting foundations. We're registered contractors with over 20 years' experience, and we're bonded with the City of San Angelo. We're members of the San Angelo Chamber of Commerce, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Nobody else in town can say that. At Concho Valley Foundation Repair, we offer peace of mind to our clients, and we even offer warranties that last a lifetime. So make sure you have a strong foundation for you and your family. Call Concho Valley Foundation Repair at 227-3758 for a free estimate. That's 227-3758. Remember, everything begins with a solid foundation.
Hi folks, Scott Olson here with Scott Olson Real Estate. I'm your host for Real Estate News every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 on 92.9 Lone Star. Listen in to hear the latest trends in real estate, what's going on in your neighborhood, of course the hottest listings, some special guests to keep you updated every Sunday morning from 9 to 9:30 right here on 92.9. Or feel free to go to our website, sallison.com, and you can listen to any and all of our shows. Have a great day.